The Coalition has released a policy pledging to censor the internet, only to retract it just hours later. The opposition's online child safety policy initially said adult content would be blocked on internet and phone services, and people would have to opt out if they wanted unfiltered content. But after a storm of criticism, the Coalition said the policy was badly worded and wrong. Annie Guest reports.
The Coalition published a policy online yesterday, detailing plans to filter the internet. Its cyber safety spokesman, Paul Fletcher, told the IT website ZDNet it was aimed at protecting children.
What we intend to do is work with the industry to arrive at an arrangement where the default is that there is a filter in the home network. It will be open to the customer to call up and say, look, I don't want this.
Then the Coalition's communications spokesman, Malcolm Turnbull, defended the policy on Triple J's hack program.
The filter will be contained in software installed in either people's smartphones or modems, which can be disabled at their option.
Soon, criticism flooded onto the internet. The Greens Senator Scott Ludlam weighed in.
The idea that you would have to put yourself on some kind of government list unless you wanted to only access content that was suitable for children is an abuse of the idea of liberalism.
Then the opposition leader Tony Abbott said the policy was a mistake. And although he'd read it previously, he'd inferred a different meaning.
There was a badly worded sentence or two in the policy document that went out.
Labor's Anthony Albanese said it went much further than Labor's earlier filtering plans.
Every time there's actually a bit of policy out there, they can't defend it. We saw it released in the afternoon and it didn't last until the evening.
Later, Malcolm Turnbull told AM he'd received the Coalition's policy shortly before his Triple J interview.
Yes, the reference to an opt-out internet filter did come as a surprise to me.
Mr Turnbull went on.
Well, it was published as a policy by the campaign headquarters and I did my best to explain it, but it was clearly a mistake.
You say that it was an error, this policy, but it seemed very clear in the document where it said we expect these standards will involve operators installing adult content filters on phones, which will be switched on as the default unless the customer proves he or she is at least 18 years of age. That seems clear.
Well, it's certainly clearly wrong. It's not our policy. Let's be quite clear. Mistakes happen in campaigns. This was a mistake.
Mr Turnbull says the Coalition will encourage service providers to make available software which parents can choose to install to protect children from inappropriate material.
Annie Guest reporting.